Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Tom from Everett. Tom, what are you calling about?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
What's going on?
Good. So I've been listening for the past few weeks, and certainly recently everybody's talking about being offended, and you're offending this and you're offending that. And people got to grow up. It's not my job in life to make sure that everybody feels warm and fuzzy. If I say something or do something that offends somebody, that's on them. They got to get their own feelings in line and figure out how to move on from somebody being offended. It's not me or anybody else's job to make everybody in the world feel warm and fuzzy.
So when you go back to work, you're not going to use the term snazzy to describe how somebody is dressed at work.
Hell no. That's back in the 20s.
I mean, don't you want to avoid the hurt feelings of somebody? I mean, what about, like, if you were working here and you would you comment on the fact that Curtis and Ken are hair follicle challenged, or that I was wearing a white T-shirt that last fit me in high school? I mean, are you not you're not high concerned school. About the feelings of people, Tom?
I am as an adult, and I will make myself, you know, not purposely say things to hurt people's feelings, mm-hmm. and that's just being a responsible adult. But in general conversation, if somebody's just being offended by things we talk about that we've been talking about for the past 50 years, it's not my job to have to sit around and think about everything I say so that I don't offend somebody on a comment that doesn't really mean anything.
All right. Well, good for you. Good for you.
That was not a very snazzy call.
Not even a little bit.
Not in the bit.
I mean, what percentage of people who are at work are going to know what the word snazzy means? I mean, I think if you said that to somebody who's under the age of 50, they'd be like, what are you saying to me? Like, I look snazzy? What does that mean?
According to the dictionary, it means stylish and attractive. I didn't think that was specifically it. I don't know. Snazzy kind of means snazzy to me.
Did you love when you were like 7 or 8 and your mom like found like a flannel shirt that you look good and she's like, you look snazzy today.
Snazzy. No.
Snazzy on your way to Olin Mills.
You look snazzy. Oh.
I can't be honest, so I'm going to say this.
But you're still commenting on somebody's appearance, correct?
Yes.
So, I mean, I would think that in order to avoid offending, I would think most people would like to be told if they look good.
Yes.
But apparently women don't.
Women will find any reason to pick apart any compliment you give them and find something behind it. Like Nick said earlier, you look snazzy today. Does that mean I was a hot mess yesterday? So it's like, you know, like.
But if it's a good-looking guy in the office who says you look good, then you
can
love
say whatever
it.
The hell you want.
Then that's fine.
But if it's an Ugmo,
right?
Shrek,
then you can't.
If it's Chud.
Yeah. Show me how you wiggle in those jeans.
Oh my God! That is unfortunate.
We're just not even going to be allowed to comment on each other's appearance anymore. Mm-hmm. We can't in any way, shape, or form. Dunzo.
I'm more offended that Ken keeps insisting that Mike Trout is the greatest athlete currently playing sports than anything else.
That is pretty dumb.
You hate baseball like Derek the Steelers fans, so you won't objectively look at the numbers.
What numbers are you basing it on?
Trout's
playoff wins?
No. Again, was Ted Williams great? Was he
yes,
one of the greatest athletes to ever play?
He was the greatest hitter of all time.
Greatest hitter of all time. Thank you very much. Did he win a World Series?
No, but he was the greatest hitter of all time.
Okay, well, Mike Trout might be Babe Ruth by the time he's done on this pace.
And when Ted Williams was playing, Ken,
who
you
cares?
Won the American League and you went to the World Series. There was no ALCS or ALDS, so he has far more of a chance to get to the playoffs, and he still doesn't.
How long
the
has he been playing? Totally changed. Has he been playing 7 years?
I think 2011, 8 years, maybe 9.
Okay. And in Mahomes has won MVP and Super Bowl in 2 years?
2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So comparing the body of work is not even close. It's Trout over Mahomes. Now, if you just want to go like on-field excellence in the last year, okay, maybe. Mahomes had a great season. There's no doubting that. But Trout last year, his OBP was 438. His OPS was over 1,000.
You have to be.
He was the clear-cut MVP again.
I'm not saying this to Danielle specifically. I mean women of Danielle's age, which is young and working in Boston.
Stop it.
If you ask them who these two people are, almost all of them would say Patrick Mahomes, and they would say, oh, I think he's my insurance agent when it came to Mike Trout.
Mike Trout, they'd be like, oh, yeah, he's got that fishing show on Nesson.
It's all biased because Mahomes plays a position of greater importance. Yeah, but that shouldn't take away from Trout's excellence at the game.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you are defending this old school baseball mentality, Ken, that he's the most talented athlete and that people should be in awe of every swing of his baseball bat. It's not the case. Baseball players just aren't that marketable anymore. They're not that sexy. The sport is regional.
Well, stop
it's
talking about marketing.
Fest.
Quit. That's not the
That does
not the
matter.
Argument.
Patrick Mahomes is front and center. He is in ads that run during games in the most watched. Ken,
okay,
every
the
year,
the
100
most
watched TV
most
shows, 98 of them are football games. 98 of the top 100 TV shows.
Great. We're talking about who's the best athlete on the field, and you're bringing up marketing and off-field sex appeal.
But this is exactly what feeds into the public perception as to who is the greatest, because Patrick Mahomes is front and center. People play fantasy football, Ken. Who do they want on their team?
Right, so it's biased. That's my point.
No, but the only thing that's feeding into Mahomes as such is the money, is the deal, right? I mean, that's how the discussion started, because everybody's like, oh, this is the biggest contract in the history of professional sports.
By the way, whose contract would you rather have, Mike Trout's or Patrick Mahomes?
You'd absolutely want to have Mike Trout's.
Thank you. Not even close.
What does that have to do with the great? You know what, Ken?
So
I was in awe.
Is superior
the only,
to that
I'll
of
tell
Mahomes.
You what, the only thing Mike Trout's ever really done that made me say, ah, that's really cool, was when there was that viral video earlier this year of him hitting a ball out of a Topgolf. That was cool. And for about 7 seconds, I was like, wow, Mike Trout's cool.
And then
it ended.
Well, yeah. You hate baseball like the rest of them, so you don't count.
This is Rich from Saugus. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Greg. Hey. Not that it's really difficult to do these days, but put Ken on blast right now because Ted Williams stopped in the middle of his career, went and fought a war, didn't cry about it.
Two of them.
Trout wore a mask this
two
week.
Of them.
Good for Mike.
Two wars.
Ran the bases with a mask on.
Two wars. Hey, by the way, Rich. Hey, Rich, by the way, two wars, and we got NBA guys complaining about what kind of food they're being served at Disney.
I love it. And what if Mike Trout cries about the flu and the sniffles?
First of all, it's way too early on Mahomes also. I don't know. I mean, why?
Oh, now it's too early on Mahomes. Flip-flop Broadway.
You know, if I had to pick, I would say it pains me to say it. Absolutely pains me to say it. But the best player in all pro sports right now is LeBron James. Pains me to say it.
Fair assessment. I would say that assessment looks snazzy coming
titles?
Out of he's several.
MVPs?
Mm-hmm.
Several?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I honestly think, and this is...
How were the Lakers last year?
How are the Angels ever?
Okay, but the NBA, one player makes a difference. One player, look at Jordan. One player decides the entire thing.
Right, so
in
by
baseball,
nature,
it
then
doesn't.
Then you're making everybody else's
you
point
have to
saying
grade
you can't
baseball,
have a baseball
differently.
Player.
You have to look at baseball and how an individual plays in baseball differently than how a guy performs on the court in the NBA.
And there is no athlete in any sport that would do what Mahomes would do by joining any team. If you put Mahomes on the other 31 teams in the NFL, with few exceptions, they all instantly become Super Bowl favorites. Instantly.
Same with LeBron.
No, you don't. Not what? The same with LeBron.
No, you don't.
No, you don't?
Nope.
Not LeBron today. LeBron 7 years ago, maybe. LeBron, Curtis. I mean, look at all the... I don't hate LeBron like everybody. He's great.
You do. I mean, you do.
I really don't.
You do.
Okay,
you do.
Partially. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is that he has put, like, obscene amount of minutes on his legs right now. He started playing when he was 18. Look at how many minutes he's played in the NBA. He is worn down. I still think he can win this year. They probably will. But LeBron today is not the same as LeBron 4 or 5 years ago.
He's still an elite player.
They were 10th place the last time they finished the season. 10th place.
Okay, and Brady's not even in, this also pains me to say because he's not here anymore, so I don't like him, but Brady's not in the discussion?
He's in the conversation, but he's not really top five. Not the way he's, it's tough, off that statistical year, it's tough to grade him because the team was so bad around him.
But, and he's 42. I mean, we can't expect the 40, I'm not going to, even the biggest Brady honk in the world will not say that a 42-year-old Tom Brady is the greatest athlete in all of sports right now. No. Patrick Mahomes is right now.
Mm-hmm. He is?
Yes.
Based on 2 years body work?
And honest to God, if we're looking at just the greatest athlete, Mahomes may be the overall greatest football player. Lamar Jackson might be a better pure athlete because he can throw the ball pretty well. His accuracy is improving, and his moves are insane. He runs with elite wide receiver speed. And you literally catch him.
What Kellerman said is the best player in all of pro sports.
And that's Mahomes. You got to remember the 76
Mahomes. How did Mahomes do head-to-head against Brady?
He's
AFC championship game.
He's 1-2 against Brady, I believe.
Correct.
But the fact is that Mahomes has 76 touchdowns the last two seasons. He missed, two games this year, Nick? Or three?
Mm-hmm. Two.
Mahomes last year missed 2.5 games.
So 2.5 games, he still threw for 26 touchdown passes.
The things that he can do, Greg.
That's not impressive. 26 touchdown passes?
It's throwing again. He also ran for several, too. And some of the runs that he made were pivotal to getting first downs. Or how about that touchdown run against the Texans that was basically the dagger in their back in that epic comeback last year in the divisional
round. How about 76 touchdowns in your first 30 NFL
starts?
That's
2 years ago. Last year, his stats were not that great in the regular season.
He was coming off a major injury, and he won the Super Bowl.
Played 14 games and threw 26 touchdowns.
Right.
Those are the numbers.
Hold on, Greg. Let's cut to Mike Trout highlights.
Wow. He doesn't play. It's not an individual sport.
Even Brad fell asleep during that discussion.
God, can we never mention Mike Trout again? I feel like radios are turning off all over America.
Brad Faux, five best kinds of trout. Is grilled on. Mike is one.
Top five trouts. One, Mike. Two, smoked. Three, rainbow. Four Pennsylvania.
In the can.
Four Brook.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, Greg, you're an idiot. LeBron isn't even the best player in the NBA right now.
That person invalidated his or her own argument because they said, Y-O-U-R, an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Y-O-U-R, no apostrophe and an E.
Oh, grammar police.
Or no E.
Big time.
Yeah. I love it. When she gets pedantic, it's rather snazzy, Ken. I believe
I'm
that LeBron, I still am on the LeBron.
Who's the best player in
athlete.
The NBA, Giannis?
Okay, he might be the best player in the NBA, but Giannis prime versus LeBron prime is not even a discussion. It's not.
But we're talking about right now. That's the whole point of the discussion now. And I think Giannis is a better player right now than LeBron.
Is he the best player in basketball right now? Yeah, probably. I guess. I think Kawhi actually is the best player in the NBA.
I mean, to be honest, I haven't watched an NBA game in 4 years.
Kawhi can do everything. Why haven't you watched basketball in years?
The NBA sucks. I love college basketball. NBA
only college basketball. College basketball has forced me to divest myself emotionally from it because I know when I'm watching, it's like I've started to enjoy this guy. He's gone, one and done. Here's the give him the old Calipari. Zion gone. Now Zion Williamson might be the best overall athlete in college basketball. That guy is insane.
Zion Williamson isn't in college basketball anymore.
In professional football.
Oh, my Lord.
Hockey, snazzy,
by the way,
punter.
A point earlier, since we're going back to points on the show, I still can't believe, Greg, that you think that there will be no issue with fans returning to professional games, college games, whatever, after they have the in-home experience during COVID. I'm stunned it hasn't happened without COVID, because the in-home experience watching the NFL is awesome. The greatest day.
So is the at game experience. Mm. You're telling me that the most popular of the four major sports is going to be challenged attendance wise because people are going to enjoy watching it at home so much?
Yep.
You agree with that?
I couldn't agree more with that. It is painting me to my snazzy core today to have to agree with Curtis on so many topics, but he's right, Greg. If I can right now replicate the NFL experience minus watching the game.
Here's how I can do it. First of all,
everyone plays fantasy, so now I don't have to worry about getting on the gummed up 5G network at the stadium. I can do it at my own house. Two, I can put the game on a 4K projection screen in my now backyard cinema I bought during the pandemic. I can have a food truck.
You haven't invited
come.
Greg over yet?
I can have. He doesn't want to come. State pants are required.
You can have a food truck come.
Yeah, of course, you didn't know you can hire a food truck.
I didn't know anybody would do that. What, you're going to have a food truck come up to the house? Are you going to have an ice cream truck also?
You can. We hired an ice cream truck on the 4th of July on the Cape. It was awesome. They came to the neighborhood. All the kids ran out.
It's not environmentally friendly.
It's a compostable. It's actually powered by the tears of men who look Canadian, Ken. You can do all of these things.
I'm going to drive-in movie theater outside.
Oh, hey, only the Dodgers and the Red Sox and all the Major League Baseball teams are doing it, but Ken can't do it because he can't trap his own pelts.
Powered by men who look Canadian.
God, Ken, you are the most regressive human being on planet Earth, and that's saying a lot.
So what is your guess that if the NFL does not have fans at games because Fauci doesn't want them? Mm-hmm. Curtis, what is your guess when it comes to attendance? How much do they suffer? 20%, 30, 40?
I would say at least 30%.
You're nuts.
And I think
nuts. You haven't been able to get tickets at Gillette Stadium for the last 15 years.
Actually, the Titans-Patriots game were at face value, thousands of them on StubHub before the game this year.
Yeah, but Curtis, that in large part was, I will say, the caveat to that being that so many people were pissed off that the Patriots squandered their chance to get a bye and lost to the Dolphins the week prior, that they just punted. And then the weather was crap, and people were like, I'm not going to
that's
this
game. That's fair, but I think in New England, especially this year, with the Patriots having games separate from the Bucks, there's going to be a lot of Bucks people wanting to watch the Bucks here. And if you go to the game, no, I'm serious.
He's not wrong.
If you go to the game and you leave at 4, what time do you think you get home? 6 on a good day from Gillette?
Yeah.
So you missed the first 2 hours of the second game.
Oh, you stay afterwards. I mean, so people are just going to – the tailgating experience, that's nothing for people.
They love it. No, believe me, I used to tailgate like crazy. I miss it. Believe me, some days I want to go tailgate and drink my face off. But the fact is that you can meet together at home. You know your friends. You have the sort of group that you're hanging around during this period. They come over your house, and for half the price, you can get twice the food, twice the booze, same experience, and I think better because you have Red Zone. You have the ability to watch the other games.
Mm-hmm. No, but everybody always had the option of watching it at home. This is not. It's not like a strike or a lockout where fans are angry at a league or angry at players. It's a pandemic. We're at war, Ken.
Is Curtis saying 30%? Of people won't show up next year?
No. Yes.
That is ridiculous.
No, I know.
They're only going to fill half the stadium anyway. Look at what the Ravens are doing.
Greg, you who has to contact his doctor whenever you have to leave the house for more than 3 hours, for God's sake, are you kidding that you can't see the value of home gating now, especially that people wear t-shirts that are like, world's greatest driveway drinker. This is what people do now. They don't want to go to the games.
Are you selling those?
Yes, I'm selling those. And you get a free pair of compression socks and a white t-shirt to wipe down your digital projector. You chode.
I don't think that people normally... No, I understand. Listen, watching football at home, I think you're at Gillette, you miss stuff, okay?
Yes.
You're talking to somebody, you're off getting a beer, you're getting three or four Papagino's personal pizzas, whatever it is. But people who enjoy the experience of going to NFL games are still going to enjoy them minus not going one season. They're not going to suddenly go, oh, the experience is so much more fun at home.
Going to a game, as much as I love going to the game, you got to leave at 8 to get there at 9. And then you set up the tailgate, and then you go to the game, and then you get out. You're home at 7:30. You're looking at a 12-hour commitment at several hundred dollars a piece. And as much as I love doing that, it's so much easier to not have to ask for the personal day and then know that your spouse is pissed because you were gone for 13 hours and you're not taking the kids to the game. And you can set it up at home, get a keg, get the home cinema, have the whole neighborhood come over. I think people are going to start trending in that direction in the next couple of years, and they're going to have to find a way to convince people to come for that experience.
This is the dumbest thing I've heard in weeks.
I know.
It's not.
But the two of them have been talking about it all day about how horrible the NFL is going to do if they can't have fans in there. It's ridiculous.
I hate to admit it, but if the government allowed it, they would sell out in September. Every stadium in the league would sell out. It wouldn't even be close.
Of course, they
right.
Would.
And then we would have Ken's second. Then your wave, your second wave, would be coming in. How would you feel about that?
But do you think people who go to Patriots games are not familiar with what the at home watching experience could be?
No, they
they're
enjoy
already
it.
Familiar with
right.
it.
I totally get it. But first of all, how many Patriots fans can still afford the season tickets after dealing with this economy for this long? There's a chunk there of the diehard guys that may have been out of construction work the last 4 months that don't have the disposable income that they had before.
Ooh, Curtis is profiling.
So they're just going to suddenly decide, hey, it's way better sitting at home watching it.
Well, you have six guys you go to the game and tailgate with. So it's, hey, what do you say? We pool our money. We watch the games at one of our places and we have
and
the game
stay home
on.
With the wives. I mean,
thanks.
Easy there. Leave it to Laird.
It's just reality. I mean,
stay home with the wives.
Do you have the Red Zone channel, Ken?
Well, I hope she's done mopping.
NFL Network, I get Red Zone.
Otherwise, yeah. She gets the broom again.
It's the greatest thing on TV.
Jeez, Ken.
It literally
I didn't
is.
Say my life, but you're telling me
no,
guys
you
are going to want to stay home.
Like, well, I have to stay home with the wives.
Okay, Danielle.
Yes.
You're reasonable.
Yes.
You tell me a guy has a choice to go to a game with six of his buddies or he stay
you
home.
You don't even have to give me the second part of it, Ken. He's going to the game.
Thank you.
He's going to the game.
Oh, but
if the wives will evacuate, sure, they might stay home. Okay. How often does that happen?
Well, I hate to break it to you, Ken. There are women that enjoy going
oh,
to NFL games.
Oh, my God. You sound like one of the
well.
Defensive Bostonian mascots. No, like, Ken, I'm wicked insulted right now. You know, there's a lot of women that like football in Massachusetts,
there is.
Too.
Let's just pay
yes, there are. But
you see 50% of the, or whatever, 30% of the Patriots fans are at the games are women.
Yeah, Charlene brings the Mexican dip.
Yeah, she does.
Hey,
but you know what? She's fat, free
she makes a
cream.
Wicked seven layer, and she will crush a 25-ounce Truly like it's her job.
She uses ground. Turkey, so it's helping. God.
White men golf, Greg.
Like
Greg,
so,
white men golf.
To get
out of the house and get away from their yapping wives. If they have the choice to go to the game, they're going to the game.
Yes. They're not going to sit at home, choose to sit at home because they realize the in-home viewing experience is so much better.
But it's going to become easier and more affordable for
like
people, and it's going to become a challenge.
It's always been easier and more affordable.
Ken, you've gotten takeout once in the past 5 months, for God's sakes. Of course you can't possibly conceive of a chef arriving in a truck to prepare you a tailgate-style meal.
Nobody can envision that.
It's an NBA-style meal.
Oh, my God. Please, would somebody out there in this audience let us know that they have either been to a party or they've hired a food truck before? It happens all the time, Ken.
This is so bougie.
It's a thing, Ken. I'll back Nick up on
it. It's not
a thing. It's a thing.
Nobody hires food trucks.
I have never heard of their driveway.
Sure they do.
All right. Sausage here. Get your sausage. The sausage guy, what do they advertise? Available for parties.
Mm-hmm.
What do? They show up in driveways. They make you a fresh sausage, Greg. Do you like a good sausage?
Is it a sandwich? It depends on if it's a sandwich or not.
You love parades.
By the way, Ken, did you see the full list of the activities and the safety involved in them? Based on all the experts that just came out yesterday.
Oh no!
Getting takeout is number one. When it comes to the safest thing you can do.
Really?
Yeah, there's really? Literally like 50 activities. We should go over it coming up, but getting takeout is the safest thing you can do in a pandemic.
All right, just give me a chance to surface this for the safest activity list that I'm putting up today on EEI.
I mean, how is that possible?
I know.
Getting food that was prepared by another person is the safest thing that you can do during a pandemic.
Unless you're ordering ceviche, then I'm pretty sure your food has been cooked above 134 degrees.
Oh, it involves the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Anyway, we could get to that right now, Ken, and what is trending?
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Ivy League setting the tone, perhaps scrapping fall sports, including college football, to quote, stay consistent with on-campus policies, including restrictions on student and staff travel, requirements for social distancing, limits on group gatherings, and regulations on visitors to campus, end quote.
So they're essentially saying we can't make exceptions for athletes that we're not going to make for other students.
Correct. It's a bad look. Bad optics. Now, Jim Harbaugh, obviously Power 5 schools is a whole different ball of wax. They're going to try to play or push this as far as they can. He was almost, I think, in tears when discussing the possibility of no college football.
COVID is part of our society. Wasn't caused by football or caused by sports. And you know, there's no expert view right now that I'm aware of, or that are, you know, agreeing expert views that, you know, sports, you know, is going to make that worse. As part of our society, we're going to have to deal with it. The you know, and these kids got to have to do the same thing. You know, they've got to go to school. They're you know, they've been training their whole lives for the opportunity to play their sport, and
just got to live with it for Jim Harbaugh. But that's not reality, though. And you get the best of both worlds. If you just punt until the spring, you still keep the TV contracts, and you get more fans than you would in the fall.
How do you know they keep the TV contracts?
Well, what's going on Saturdays in March, April, and May that would prevent these
baseball
networks?
Baseball.
No.
Mike Trout.
You've already stomped on baseball today.
Fall for TVs is the most important time.
Not following company edicts, all three of you.
Oh, sorry about that. If only there was an email.
So you're a D1 senior, and you spent 3 years waiting for your opportunity to play football, and then it comes in the spring, and the question about what you're going to do draft-wise and all the rest of that, I think it's a shame. I think they ought to, even if they don't have fans, they ought to be. So does that mean there's no high school football either?
I mean,
these high school seniors don't get to play their high school football season?
They could push that back, too. What? Same thing.
I mean, think about this.
There's baseball and other things, Ken. There are spring sports.
Yeah, most of these kids are one-sport athletes anyway.
And football in the fall is what funds the rest of the sports, male and female, the rest of the year. BC gets $40 million a year in TV revenue. All the Big Ten schools, $60 million before they play a game in TV revenue.
BC gets $40
million
in TV revenue?
$40 million a year. ACC, baby.
Are you kidding? It's really?
$40 million a year.
No, they don't.
Oh, God. I'll get the story right now.
All right. Okay, Ohio State.
Sounds fake, Curtis.
All right, all of the research that places like Michigan and Ohio State do in biotech, their donations to the arts, where does that come from? Filling up the big house in the shoe with 105,000 people 6-7 times a year. That doesn't happen. Buy everything else.
When the ACC television network begins, this is in Sports Illustrated by Mark Blodchun. When the ACC television network begins, a move which is expected to boost the Eagles' annual television revenue $10 million to an impressive $36 million a year.
That story's 15 years old.
It's 2009.
Maybe they could give. Could they give the rest?
2019.
Could they give the rest of the kids a discount and stop charging them $65,000 a year or whatever it is over there? Yeah. I mean,
okay. Curtis is right. You can just say it and we can move on.
These schools have endless amounts of money. They're paying people like Elizabeth Warren $300,000 a year.
They can't
do football without the fans there.
You ask Brees Hill, would you rather play in the fall with no fans or in the spring, wait a couple months with fans? What would he choose?
I don't know. But you're talking about, again, fans. There's like 200 parents who go to Bentley and like five kids. I mean, it's a completely different thing when it's D1 football. But also, it's like these guys wait. I mean, he's going to be a junior. You get like a chance to sniff the field junior year, and senior year
he's
is your
still
year.
Going to play. He's going to play in March.
They're going to play in March. Okay. All right.
Cam Newton signing is official, and we had an Antonio Brown appearance. This is in Fitzy's mashup at WEI.com. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
AB in a Pats jersey appearing right after Newton.
With the siren emoji. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean?
Okay. It can mean one of three things. He's looking for attention. Mm-hmm. He's got an announcement coming up about the NFL. Or he's returning to the Patriots. Why would you can put up AB in any other jersey in a siren emoji. Why put the Patriots 17 up on the heels of Cam Newton's announcement?
So you believe Antonio Brown is returning to the New England Patriots?
I think there's a very good chance that AB could be announcing. Even so, the ultimate, I'm sure you'd love to have him on one day, Miguel, the Pats cap guy, put out an update saying if he signs to the veteran minimum, they can squeeze him. I'm sure you want to get him in the 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we'll do a deep dive on the cap.
AB also said Belichick looked snazzy in the same post.
No.
And Josh Gordon has put up the Super Bowl ring from Super Bowl 53 for auction, expected to generate $100,000 at Heritage Auctions. He is a 29-year-old free agent currently and didn't play in that Super Bowl after stepping away after 11 regular season games. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
She never mentions the word addiction in certain companies. yes, she'll tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family.
By the way, these texters are correct. If Belichick were signing AB, that would be the ultimate F you to you know who.
Yeah, it would be.
Who is in Tampa.
The war would be on. How good would that be for all of us? If Cam Newton comes in and then he signs AB away from TB, that would be beautiful. Oh, what an F you.
I thought Tom was making all the personnel decisions down there, though. Doesn't he have the say in who is or isn't on the roster?
So one would have thought. But apparently Big Boy Bruce is making a couple calls down there. How about that, huh?
So, I mean, I suppose he could have chosen, as you said, any other jersey if he were just posting about his return to the NFL, but he chooses a Patriots jersey. Mm-hmm.
So he could have gone with his 84 Steelers. He could have gone with the Raiders. That was a fun time. He could have just put up a picture of himself playing football. He was just out throwing Russell Wilson a week ago wearing like a generic nondescript penny. He could have put up anything, but he puts up him like winking in his AB-17 from the Dolphins game last year. Why?
Wow.
Why trolling.
He's not trolling.
There's a guy named Fitzy that commented, "We back?" Question mark, and it got 140 likes.
Oh my Atlanta.
Up to 140?
Yeah, 140 likes.
But would Robert Kraft do that?
No.
Well, Mike Giardi said flat out no. But you haven't heard from Antonio Brown in a bad light for many months. I'm not an AB guy. It wasn't last year, but he looks like he's redeemed himself. He's been on the straight and narrow. You got to give him credit for that.
What was the result of the NFL investigation? Was that announced at the same time as the Spygate 2.0 investigation was announced?
It's still working. On that
they're
one.
Still working. So is he even allowed to?
Not yet.
Even,
he's not been. No.
Yeah. All right. Yes, Curtis.
So earlier in the show, we were talking about the NBA bubble and the meals and the disdain some players have had about their setup down there. So yes. I got in touch with Carolyn Mano, who's covering the NBA bubble down in Florida for CNN, and she's on the line.
Oh, if you want to talk, is she in the bubble?
Edge of the bubble.
Are we going to actually be talking to somebody in the bubble?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us go ahead.
Yeah. I suppose if I go to use the restroom, I would be dipping into the bubble. But for now, I'm just right on the outside, right on the edge.
Now, some of the whining that is going on about the food on social media. I don't understand. Disney, I would guess, has some of the greatest chefs in the world. Like, what is the deal?
Well, I can tell you, so I'm down here covering teams arriving for the NBA and also the MLS's back tournament, which are the soccer players who are here who got their tournament underway last night. And I can give you kind of some insight into what those players have actually been going through over the last 14 days or so as they've been trying to navigate this. And they said that, you know, they received the handbook of protocols like all athletes do. But when they got here, it was just a learning curve with what time meals were being delivered, when they were allowed to leave their rooms to go get the rigorous testing that they've undergone every other day. Some have chosen to stay on their floor. Every single team is designated to one specific floor in the hotels here. So, you know, going down to get their meals, they can either take them away in like disposable boxes or they can stay in like a buffet style Disney meal area, which is one of the few places where they're actually coming into contact with the Disney employees that I've been seeing coming in and out of the bubble. The employees that go in and out of the bubble, they get their temperature checked. They're asked if they have any symptoms that are aligning with COVID-19, and then they're kind of let in to do their job. So there's a couple places where these players are kind of coming and going with people who aren't being as tested as vigorously as them. But, you know, in terms of just optics from the outside, the people at Disney are working really hard to make sure that they're as comfortable as possible. I mean, all the recreational activities that are set up for the NBA players and, you know, cleaning their rooms when the players aren't in. It seems like, of course, it's not fun to go to summer camp for like 4 months, but it seems like it's okay from my view.
Well, I guess, you know, theoretically, you're not, if you're an NBA player, are you, when it comes to bringing somebody into the bubble, would you be allowed to bring your own chef into the bubble, or you have to only eat what Disney tells you and the NBA tells you you can eat?
I can't say for certain, but I would think that you are kind of subject to what Disney and the league is providing you here. I mean, there have been outline protocols in that memo that Commissioner Adam Silver laid out for bringing essential personnel and family into the bubble in adjacent rooms and that sort of thing for the NBA. But when you get here, you know, they're really trying to do the best that they can to make sure that this bubble gets stronger over time. Like what we've seen with Major League Soccer down here is they got down here and some of the players brought the virus from the cities where they live. So you had all of a sudden you had a team in Dallas that was kicked out of the tournament right out of the bat. We just found out last night that there's now 9 players on Nashville's club who have the virus. So their future in the tournament is pretty uncertain. And it's a good chance with only 18 guys dressing for a game that they'll probably be withdrawn from this tournament as well. But the hope for MLS, and of course the NBA is paying a lot of attention, is that this bubble, once you kind of purge everybody who's carrying the virus, who brings it in from the outside, will be tight enough and get stronger enough over time. So that they don't have that problem and they can actually do this successfully. Like if you lose a couple more clubs in this MLS tournament, you got to take the whole thing down. And Adam Silver said the same thing about the NBA. It's like, we're not going to be able to move forward with this unless this initial kind of incubation period works. And in order for that to work, I mean, you think about chefs bringing food in and out of the complex, they would have to get groceries at some point. Anything you touch, anyone that you're connected to by like a multiplier of 10 or 20 is going to just further increase the risk and danger that this virus is going to be sneaking into this, you know, impenetrable bubble that they're setting up. So I would imagine that if you're an NBA player who does have the decision to opt out for either reasons of social justice or real security concerns health-wise about the virus, that, you know, this is a choice you make to come down here, to come into the bubble, to play for your team. And once you're in here, you know, I don't see that many Disney employees walking around. Everyone is in a mask. You know, there are real strict protocols here, and I think you kind of have to sign up to play in the environment that's provided.
And are the COVID tests being administered by a Disney cast member in costume? Is it Goofy or
the Mandalorian?
Or the Mandalorian?
Yeah. No, I thought I was going to run into some of those guys down here. I'm utterly disappointed that it's just health staff down here who are administering a temperature check. But, you know, that's a real concern, because you've got employees coming in and out who are getting their temperatures taken. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that they don't have the virus, but you know, testing already is in short demand in the state of Florida, particularly in South Florida. A lot of the league executives that I've spoken with around here have made donations of tests to the Central Florida community and say that they're readily available, and say that there's hospital beds readily available, so they don't feel like they're taxing the local community, the everyday people, so to speak, who might need to get tested. But when you're talking about, you know, extending that rigorous testing protocol to all the employees that are coming in and out, thousands of people, I mean, that's not a step that they have been willing to take. So that is risky. There's a little bit of risk there.
And being there and seeing it every day, like how much would you imagine it is costing the NBA to do all this?
I would say a lot of money. You know, I'm not a math major, but I mean, if you really look around and you think about the hotels that all of these players are in, which are beautiful, and the full-time staffing that's required to keep all of their rooms completely sanitized, the security to make sure that nobody is getting into this bubble. And then, you know, like you said, catering to an athlete's dietary needs and restrictions, this is a massive undertaking, which is why the pool of reporters that are fully immersed inside the bubble is on the smaller side as well. Companies, you know, are going to have to spend a little bit of money to get people inside this thing to cover this, outside of ESPN, who's, of course, affiliated with Disney and ABC and that whole relationship. So it's not cheap. And it's something where you really just kind of have to go all in. And mentally, I'll just be curious to see how these athletes are affected, because this thing, as you know, is a marathon, not a sprint. And we've already heard, you know, some stories from some players on the MLS side who are already down here who just talk about how taxing this is physically and mentally to be thinking about their safety, and to also, oh, by the way, like have to do the task at hand, which is the mental and physical discipline required to get back to work.
Carolyn, I saw on your Twitter feed just a second ago that There are Black Lives Matter banners that have been hung up inside the NBA bubble. Have you seen a very concerted effort by the league and also MLS to make sure they support the social causes that are so important right now to both of the leagues? Have you seen players with different stuff? I know there was discussion about the names and different sayings on the jerseys.
Yeah, absolutely. So Major League Soccer had a really poignant and powerful display last night in their first game back. They had essentially what's a players-driven coalition that was founded by Justin Morrow from Toronto. They had over 100 black players take the field. They were all wearing Black Lives Matter masks. They were wearing T-shirts that had various Black Lives Matter slogans. All the players who were playing in that game between Orlando City and Inter Miami took a knee for an extended period of time. They did not play the national anthem, which was of note. And then there were players behind them, black players in the league who weren't playing in that game, but who are set to play in, you know, an hour's time and also throughout the tournament, standing behind them with fists raised in a very clear sort of indication and stand that this is going to be a players-driven movement and that the conversation is not going to be lost here. So that was absolutely top of mind as players try to juggle coronavirus and also the way that they feel emotionally about social justice. And then when I got here this morning, I saw that the NBA had put up these Black Lives Matter flags attached to the light posts, both, you know, in the periphery area outside of the bubble and then also inside the bubble itself. And I think that that's just the initial indication that we are going to see this topic be top of mind for the league and its players and Commissioner Adam Silver, because that's, you know, that's been a sticking point with a lot of players. A lot of things are weighing heavily on them. And, you know, it was on the commissioner to kind of send a direct signal here. Hey, if you kind of do us this solid and get in the bubble, which I think admittedly, you know, there are players who just don't want to do it. We, for one reason or another, we're going to make sure that this movement, you know, that you have a voice here, that you have a platform here. And, you know, these banners went up this morning, and I think this is just kind of the tip of the iceberg in terms of what we're going to see over the next couple of weeks.
Is there some kind of an alarm that goes off if somebody breaches the bubble or, I mean, like an air raid siren or anything like that, Carol?
No siren specifically. What they have is they've got two sets of like iron barricades, you know, that you would see like at a concert, the interlinking barricades that are stacked back to back. And they have those metal barricades kind of lined around the outer perimeter. Because where I'm standing right now is actually one of the venues where the finals is probably going to be. And then I'm also standing adjacent to like another one of the venues where games are going to be played. And all around that area, NBA games, the Visa Athletic Center is what I'm looking at right now. And all around this area, you kind of have this really strict line of demarcation from these metal barriers that you can't access beyond. And I think the security is just going to continue to get tighter now that all 22 teams are going to check in here by the end of the week. You're going to have the media coming by the end of the week. And I think next Monday is where it's going to be a complete lockdown.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Do what you can to help when it comes to the plight of the poor NBA players who are not getting the four-star food that they need. And I know, right?
A trip to Disney. Come on. Give me a break.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Thanks for joining us this morning, Carolyn.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. Carolyn Mano on the Harbor One hotline from just outside the bubble.
I don't want to be in the bubble.
You don't want to be in the bubble?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
You're playing basketball, being paid millions of dollars. Why wouldn't you want to be in the bubble?
Yeah, if I were
Disney's
that,
a lot of... Some people can never afford to go on a Disney trip their whole lives.
Free 3 months in Disney with a hotel room fit for a regular person in year 7-3. Sounds fun.
Why go when you can have food trucks at your house?
Ken, I'm sorry. Were there three calls on hold that you conveniently got rid of when Carolyn took the line saying that they were supporting me?
By the way, Brian Windhorst right now is breathlessly getting all of the to-go orders for LeBron delivered right to his room.
Absolute it's Taco Thursday!
Biggest stooge in the media.
He probably has the best room, right?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, he's got that when it comes to the presidential suite at the Grand Floridian, that belongs to LeBron.
Top of the Magic Castle.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, up in the place where you have to go to the Princess Brunch or whatever it is.
Oh, you said
character
Magic
brunch.
Castle.
Character brunch.
Oh, what do they call it? Magic Kingdom?
You can't get food delivered, and there is no Fox News in any of the rooms.
Good.
There we go.
So you're all SOL. Right.
Speaking of that, Ken, you want to go when we come back. You want to go over the giant list of activities.
Oh yeah, very excited.
And determine what is lowest risk and what is highest risk.
I can't believe you have a list. How did you come upon a list of any kind?
I just saw it yesterday, and there's like
it's an interesting list.
There's like 45 activities on there, and I can't believe that some of them are ranked at low risk and others are ranked at high risk. It's the most bizarre thing to me. So we'll get to that coming up next.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Obscure reference from a texter on the NBA bubble. It is Mike in Better Call Saul setting up the living and entertainment for the underground workers building the meth lab in the laundry place.
Correct. There was a great episode, the great part of that whole story arc in Better Call Saul where they bring in this like international security drilling, digging rock, whatever. So he's like a geologist. And he lands at the airport. He walks up to a car, and Mike Ehrmantraut calls him, and he's like, "You're going to find a phone. You're going to go drive to mile marker 258. When you pull over, go in the trunk." And the guy's like, "All right." He's like, "Then call me." And then he calls him. He's like, "There's a hood in the trunk. Put the hood over your head and stand next to the car. Somebody will be by in a minute to pick you up." And the guy's like, "You want me to put the hood on my head? Okay."
I don't have many regrets, but in life, but missing Better Call Saul was one of my regrets. I didn't want to watch it too much. Breaking Bad was so good that I didn't even want to give it a chance, and I think I blew it.
There's a lot of good backstories about like the guy that rang the bell on the wheelchair before he became
the grandfather.
Before he was in the wheelchair, like what happened to him leading up to that, the whole Mike Ehrmantraut story, how Jimmy, aka Saul, you know, started doing that kind of business, the relationship with his brother Chuck. It's really, really well done.
My biggest regret in life is missing the first 28 years of the Greg Hill Show.
After 28 years on WAAF.
You didn't miss much.
There's not a single wasted character in Breaking Bad, Greg. That's what's so great about the writing. It was so economical. Every supporting character. You could tell me my favorite supporting character was
Hank.
Yeah, it could be Hank.
Hank was the best.
Could be Tuco.
Gus was probably second.
Yeah, Gus Fring is just the quiet evil of Gus Fring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Los Pollos.
Yeah, you're right. You'd have to come up with a wasted secondary character.
Bill Burr's guy and what was the name of the overweight guy that he hung out with? Those guys were hilarious. Like,
no, I mean, Walt Jr. was great. Right. I mean,
Walt Jr. was great.
Yes.
Not when Skyler made turkey bacon.
And his co-host, I mean, Aaron Paul's character, he is every bit as compelling as Walter White was.
Yeah. He was excellent in that role.
You guys are just blowing this way out of proportion.
Ted Beneke?
No, we're not.
Ted Beneke. No. Ted Beneke and his damn heated bathroom floors.
All right. Anyway, according to the Texas Medical Association, they spoke to hundreds of physicians.
It's the TMA, not to be confused with the TNA.
Yes.
Physicians or epidemiologists?
Physicians.
Your TNA is looking snazzy.
They ranked multiple activities based on being low risk, low moderate risk, moderate risk, mm-hmm. moderate high risk, or high risk.
Very strongly agree.
Scale of 1 to 9. So I thought it might be educational to go over the activities and to see where you think they fall on a scale of 1 to 9 when it comes to risk with getting a COVID.
So one is perfectly healthy.
One is least risky activity.
Got it.
And I gave that away earlier. So there's only one on the list, and that is opening the mail. Opening the mail is the least risky activity that one can undertake. Mm-hmm. To avoid getting a COVID.
Okay? Ken was terrified of the mail for a while.
Well, that's because Boney set him up. Boney mm-hmm. said for a while that Boney wasn't touching any mail, and Ken hasn't. Now, Ken, you can go home today, and you can open 4 months' worth of mail.
By the way, we have unleashed a monster. Boney on Twitter now is to the left of Maddow. He's like screaming at children.
Wow. I think he may have other motivations, Boney, when it comes to the opinions that he suggests.
Oops, God.
Number two, I alluded to earlier, that's getting restaurant takeout. So that is a low-risk activity, mm-hmm. getting restaurant takeout. Nick suggested it's because the food is
cooked.
But it's also cooked
it's
in a restaurant.
It's also cooked when you sit down and eat it.
Yes, it's also
I'll be getting some
by the
tonight.
Same
Can't
people.
Wait.
Where would you guess? You want me to go in order, or do you want to try to guess at the risk involved?
Yeah,
which is
yeah,
better?
Bounce around. That's kind of fun. That's fun.
Having dinner at someone else's home.
Ooh, I only know this because I saw someone complaining about it the other day that said, like, how is this more risky than getting takeout? I feel like that was a little on the high side.
I'm going to put it at a 6.
7.
It's a 5.
It's a Ooh. 5.
Yes. Hmm. So it is more risky to have dinner at somebody else's home, according to these physicians, than it is to get takeout.
Okay.
Swimming in a public pool.
3.
That's got to be like 8. An 8 or a 7.
Oh, there's so much chlorine and bromine in there.
Shock it.
You only have to worry about the deuces. I would say I'll give it a 3.
That's a 6.
Dude, 6.
Yes, that's a 6.
Yeah.
Rand Paul.
Why is it a that's, 6?
Transmissional things.
6. Mm-hmm. Playing basketball.
TNA.
I hope the governor's not listening. Playing basketball.
Ground zero for you with Rudy Gobert?
When they put the nets back up, what would you say that's playing basketball
like a 6.
Is?
8.
A
what?
8.
That's really?
That's a 7.
Oh, damn it. I wanted to say 7.
Going to a library or a museum.
Never done it.
I feel like that's a 4.
You nailed it. That is a 4.
Nailed it.
Going to an amusement park.
Oh, that's going to be 8.
Forget it.
9.
Banned.
8.
Verboten.
It's an 8.
8.
Speaking of banning things, there are theme parks that have banned screaming on the roller coaster.
Because of the droplets. I get it, but it's a roller coaster.
What's the point of going on a roller coaster?
Oh, no.
If you can't scream through your mask.
What was the tagline I saw on that Japanese PSA last night? It was like, at this time, we recommend that you scream in your heart.
Yes. No thanks. I recommend that you don't charge me to get into your place if I can't scream on a roller coaster.
I have a question. Where does the skate pod fall?
How about home tailgating?
It's just unbelievable how like you're afraid of fun, Ken.
Hugging or shaking hands when greeting a friend.
Nice. Get it banned forever.
7, 8.
4.
That's a 7.
7.
7?
Yeah.
Jeez, what's 9?
Visiting an elderly relative or friend in their home.
In their home, so I'm going to say 5. Oh, no, wait. Where they're elderly, that's got to propel it to like an 8.
That is a 6.
Okay.
So going to your place is a 6. Okay.
Shopping at a mall.
Shopping at a mall. 5.
Yep. 8.
5.
Oh, Danielle, we're
it's
on
it's Ken, you're in transit. That's
the
why
the air conditioning units.
Well, yeah,
they get those filters. They got to get the proper
right. Well, that's
filters.
Why Home Depot is safe. Filters.
Mayor Walsh just called. He wants to know how dangerous it is to look out his window.
12.
What about pumping gasoline?
8.
3.
I hope low.
8.
2.
Really?
Good.
2.
Good.
How is that possible touch with all thing? The touching? I don't buy that for a second.
Because it doesn't live on surfaces anymore. It did for the first month.
But then it canceled itself.
But it doesn't live on surfaces.
Canceled
so you can self serve yourself gasoline wise. No risk.
Oh, I'm just glad you didn't say you can self pump.
Greg does not do that.
Grocery shopping.
6.
5.
3.
3.
Boom!
Nice.
Grocery shopping.
3.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Finally got one.
So many people and things, and they're touching the keypad.
Because it's mandatory,
I guess.
Masks.
Yeah, because none of this makes sense.
Correct.
Eating in a restaurant outside.
Ooh.
4.
2. 3.
4. That
4?
Is a, that is a 4.
So an outdoor
with misters or non-misters?
What about eating in a restaurant inside?
8.
7.
That is a 7. Yes, 7. Danielle, you're nailing every single one of these. What about attending a wedding or a funeral?
11.
5.
9.
22.
No, that's good. 6.
Cover it.
6.
That is a 7.
Wow.
7.
Attending a wedding where, I mean, that's for, how is that a
happening?
7?
What? So many people, the dancing.
Right.
No, you can't have dancing at weddings.
No, dance floor, open bar, dance floor, all of that is to be disassembled.
What is with the open bar? I mean, okay,
wait,
you,
is there
so
a
you can't line up?
Provision against
yes.
open bars?
Oh, yeah,
you can't have
no open bars,
open
no
bar
dance floors.
Because you can't have people lining up.
What a time to have a wedding.
Yeah, no, Greg, you literally get married. And then there's a giant screen outside the TV, and you do drive-in style Zoom reception.
And
line.
Every wedding serves the same pasta that Jason Tatum got.
Pre-wrapped
and the
muffins.
Prom chicken. The
I'm going to be the only father to rush his daughter into an early
literally.
Wedding,
oh
so I can
God.
Get away without paying for an open
now.
Bar. I know,
Julia,
do it right
he's
now.
He's a looker. Have I told you about that rapscallion? Why I think he's a chap and a snazzy dresser.
He's snazzy.
What would you say about going to a hair salon or a barber shop? Scale of 1 to 9.
That's a 6.
5.
That is a 7.
Ooh. Really?
Yes.
Sorry, Daniel.
I'll be there tomorrow, Ken, at 1:30.
Cut my own.
Get these roots done.
Great.
What about sitting in a doctor's waiting room?
5.
6.
4.
4. Staying at a hotel for 2 nights.
6.
3.
7.
4. That's also the same.
That's only a 4?
Yeah.
What?
How?
Is this done by Marty?
Have you ever used the remote?
Arbitrary.
I know.
Honestly.
Well, isn't the ice thing the dirtiest thing in the hotel? Not the remote. I think the hair dryer.
The hair dryer is the dirtiest thing, but the ice bucket is the most sneaky thing because A, people puke in it, and B, no one ever cleans it.
And honestly, the dirtiest thing in the hotel is Greg's pants after the nacho bar.
Listen,
it's nacho problem.
What did they call that again, by the way, at the Homewood Suites? The hospitality? Oh my God. Yeah.
You called it heaven.
It was heaven.
Did we do working out at a gym?
Nope.
9.
7.
8. Yeah.
Well, wow. I'm an 8 now. Sorry.
Droplets.
Yep.
Sweat droplets. Traveling by plane?
6.
7.
7. Attending a religious service with 500 plus worshipers?
8.
9.
Of course, they have to throw that one in as the most dangerous one, right? Walking in a busy downtown?
4. 5.
That's it. That is a 4.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Protesters.
And then what about sending kids to school, camp, or daycare?
6.
5.
That was a 2, but now that the goalpost is moving, it's become a 6. So that's a
6.
Yeah, that's a 6.
Oh, yes. Goodbye, camp, buddy.
No camp, no school, no daycare.
Jeez.
Till after the election.
No.
All right. Well, there you have it. That's the Texas Medical Association and the risk that you are putting yourself at. Playing tennis, by the way,
mm-hmm.
One of Ken's favorite activities, that's a 2.
All right.
So there's really, unless you're touching the balls of others, there's really no risk involved in playing tennis.
Took my daughter to the playground for the first time yesterday. That's got to be the most risky thing I've done.
That's a 4.
Like 8-minute limit?
That's a 4.
About an hour. Okay.
Spending an hour at a playground is only a 4.
Okay.
So
did you bring your own wife, Ken?
Sure I did.
Oh, Ken just dropped her off and went back home for an hour.
Did you teach her about Rod Laver and some of your other historically favorite tennis players, or maybe buy her a Mike Trout jersey?
Rod Laver.
Well, Ken likes the good old fashioned style.
That was a Becker.
Where a texter wants to know
Goran
where Ivanisevic. A texter
great
wants
serve.
To know where hooking up with a rando on Tinder ranks. What's that?
One.
Is that,
very low.
That's a 1. That's
very
a low,
low
risk
because it's 1-on-1. You're in the house.
Fauci said that was okay.
That's fine.
One
that
is the new
okay.
9.
That was okay. All right, we will be right back.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.